Playhouse, Y94.
Now, Chris, I'm not going to lie to you. After we read your email yesterday and we got you booked for the show, I've been excited but horrified for 24 hours. Can you just kind of run through this, please?
I feel like I have an issue that's kind of common and not common at the same time.
Okay, what's that?
Well, my son is 7 and has an imaginary friend named Henry. I'm on a nearly daily basis walking in on him, talking to Henry, playing with Henry, and laughing with his imaginary friend, Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard detailed accounts of Henry's family and his hobbies, and it's getting to the point where I now have this teacher asking me about who this Henry person is that my child is always talking about. So when she asked, I was embarrassed, so I told his teacher that Henry is the boy who lived next door at our old house that my son was good friends with. You know, I just didn't know how to say that Henry is invisible and imaginary.
You do understand the imaginary kid is not, the imaginary friend is not that unusual when you're a kid. That's not that strange.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah, that part of it's normal.
But recently my son said something that kind of frightened me, though. Honestly, it made me feel like I was living in a bit of a horror movie situation.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Daddy, Henry doesn't like being dead.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah. And I said, what? And he went on to explain that Henry is a boy who got sick and has been looking for his parents for a really long time. You know, my stomach just dropped, you know. It's the creepiest thing I ever heard, you know. It's not an innocent little imaginary friend anymore. My wife thinks we should call a therapist. I almost wonder if we, you know, shouldn't be calling paranormal experts or something.
An exorcist. Exorcist? There we go.
What's that?
I'm just scared out of my mind. Don't mind me.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've been having nightmares. Waking up to my son standing in our bedroom saying things like, Henry is ready for your help now, Daddy.
Oh, my God.
This is your nightmare. That's not actually happening, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it was a nightmare. Thank God it was a nightmare. I would be super creeped out if that was for real.
Can I ask, do you guys live in, like, an older house?
Not really. It was built in the 90s, so not exceptionally old by any means. I'm just horrified that my 7-year-old has an imaginary friend that, in his mind, is a dead child, a deceased person. It's kind of crazy. It would be even more horrifying if it could be true at all.
I love that you're more worried that it's an imaginary friend who's a deceased child and not an actual deceased child.
Well, I mean, what's the difference, really? That kind of backstory doesn't usually crop up when you're talking about a normal imaginary friend. So it's kind of weird and definitely alarming to me and my wife. You know, it's become more of a delicate situation than I ever thought an imaginary friend could be.
So my assumption here would be that maybe you're wondering what other parents listening would do if this was their son.
Yes, yeah, anything that, you know, we're thinking about calling in a therapist or, like, paranormal people to see what's up. I don't really know what to do. So, yeah, any parents that could give me advice on what they would do in this sort of situation, it might help me out.
Okay, so again, before we start getting those comments, his son is 7 years old, has had this imaginary friend Henry for a while now. He's heard detailed accounts of Henry's life, the imaginary friend, and recently he said something to the effect of, if my notes aren't gibberish here and I'm remembering correctly, something to the effect of, Daddy, Henry doesn't like being dead.
Oh my God.
And that he's been a lost boy and very sick, looking for his parents for a long, long time.
See, I thought it was kind of cute. You're like, oh, he's got such a good imagination. He's got, like, an imaginary friend, and he knows everything. And then tell he said that. I'm like, oh, my God, no.
Now dad is having nightmares of waking up to his kid being like, Henry's ready for your help now, Daddy. Good God. Good God. You're calling who? If this is you, what do you do? 237 hits. You can text 35270. It's on Facebook, too.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
There are many things.
So, your son is seven. Starts talking about their imaginary friend. You think that's okay. Imaginary friend, little kid. Okay, that's fine. But then starts saying stuff like that. Henry doesn't like being dead daddy or mommy. Can you help Henry? He's been really sick and been looking for his parents for a really long time. Those are creepy, creepy things. Now, as the story went on, he explained that mom's like, maybe we should call like a psychiatrist or something. And dad's like, do we call like a paranormal expert? What do we do with this? If you are in that situation as this boy's parent, seven-year-old, the kid's ghost is named Henry.
Yes.
He's got the little ghost Henry and your son are just palling around. What do you do? Hi.
Oh, that is a little weird. But,
I know.
He can, before he goes and calls paranormal or anything like that, they can research the history of the house. And just because it's, not a farm home per se, this child, if that's what it is, could have died 5 years ago. Who knows? But if they go to like the county and stuff, they can research the history and the children and if someone did pass away and maybe sit down with the child and say, well, maybe they can tell Henry that, your mom and dad are in heaven or something, and the son could understand that. I definitely research the history of the home before, getting all worked up about it.
Do your research. Look into the house. Perfect. Thank you so much. 237 hits. You can text 35270. What you think about that whole thing?
I call it ghost hunters.
I know. So he should be calling ghost hunters.
They investigate the land and know what happened. And maybe there was a little boy named Henry that had a family.
Yeah, you don't know.
You never know.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Now, in terms of text messages, what are we seeing there?
Find out who Henry's parents are. Find them. Make it an activity for you and your seven-year-old. It's not a bad spirit. You may put it to rest. Somebody else says, screw therapy. Get out of that house. As a rule, children can see those things that I can't. My son did the same thing, still does. He's not crazy, but maybe find a medium that can help you find his parents so he can move on. Somebody else points out, seven is typically too old to have an imaginary friend. I really think you should do some more research. Find out if Henry has a last name. If your son gives you answers, then I would say go the paranormal route. This could turn into an issue that affects the whole family, not just your son.
Good morning. Hi.
Okay, so first of all, it would have to be paranormal. What I think about is I truly believe it could be true because children or dogs see ghosts. We as adults, we can't see them because we're just beyond that. We have so much in our life. We're not as relaxed as them. We don't have as much fun. They connect with ghosts. I mean, animals see so much and smell so much, and so will do children. So actually, I think he is seeing a ghost because he wouldn't come out and say that. It just makes no sense. And detail, all these details, every day it's becoming more and more. So I would definitely see a paranormal or call somebody. There's so many options out there they can call. But a therapist, I would see paranormal first before a therapist because, you don't want to scare this kid. And what if this ghost gets angry? You know what I mean? Because he's just looking for help. I think it's a ghost. I really do.
All right. Well, thank you for scaring the living crap out of me. Thank you so much. I'm just scared out of my mind. 237 hits. You can text 35270. Grab some more thoughts for Dad. Chris here. His issue, his seven-year-old son has an imaginary friend named Henry. And recently he got more details about Henry that kind of worried him. Now, he'd already heard a lot about Henry's family, Henry's friends, Henry's hobbies. This one weird. He's like his imaginary friend. Okay, he got a backstory. That's fine. But then his son said something to the effect of, Daddy, Henry doesn't like being dead. He's been sick for a very long time and just wants to find his parents. And now, dad's having nightmares, mom wants to call a therapist, they're scared of their own kid in the whole situation. It is way too similar to the storyline of too many horror movies. What would you do if you were them? And your 7-year-old said something like that to you? 237 hits. You can text 35270.
The Morning Playhouse.
Oh God! Oh God! Oh my God!
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
This is just so brutal, and yet I can't look away.
Y94.
Y94, the number one hit music station, where the Playhouse, Zero, Rat, Maggie. Been chatting with a father named Chris, who's dealing with essentially this.
My son is 7 and has an imaginary friend named Henry. But, you know, recently my son said something that kind of frightened me, though. Honestly, it made me feel like I was living in a bit of a horror movie situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said, Daddy, Henry doesn't like being dead.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah. And I, you know, of course, I said, what? And he went on to explain that Henry is a boy who got sick and has been looking for his parents for a really long time. You know, my stomach just dropped, you know. It's the creepiest thing I ever heard, you know. It's not an innocent little imaginary friend anymore. Who you gonna call?
So now dad's having nightmares. Mom's saying we should call a therapist. He's wondering what other parents would do in this situation. 237-8, you can text 35270. Hi.
Good morning. They need to check the history of that house. You know, they might see what... who lived there prior to them, you know, the family history, and maybe there was a sick kid in that home that passed away.
You know, a lot of people are saying, do your research on this house, see if it's possible. Maggie, I can't help but notice, you have been, like, cowering in the other corner of the room
topic. The whole story freaks me out, but then when that one caller said, like, dogs can see them, now I'm like, great, I'm going to go home and my dog's going to start growling at nothing. And I'm totally freaked out. Like, if it was, I would have to move. I know that's kind of, like, a huge
step. You're packing up and you're gone.
It's kind of unrealistic to do that, but that's what I would want to do, yes.
Rat, I know you can't grab anywhere near all of them, but there is a whole bunch of texts coming in.
A few. Somebody says, has his son recently watched one of those paranormal movies? He could have just started mimicking the movie and it snowballed into what it is now. Another person says, maybe I've seen too many horror movies. I don't know, but what I would do is actually go to a pastor. My son had the same problem, honest, but we went to a pastor and he prayed for him. That's what I would suggest. Also, children have been known to be drawn to spirits. I would contact a medium. They could help you understand and possibly get to the bottom of Henry's past. And also on the research side, somebody recommends go to a courthouse to find out the background of the house you live in, even the houses in your neighborhood. If there was actually a little boy named Henry who died there, then it's time to contact paranormal people. If nothing has happened to a boy named Henry, get a hold of a therapist.
What you thinking? Hi.
I actually have a very similar story.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend in high school whose uncle passed away. And around the same time that this uncle passed away, his brother, my friend from high school, his brother had a son that at the same time this uncle passed away, this little baby, well, not baby, he was about 5. At the same time, he picked up an imaginary friend. And he would do things like take curling irons and try to hand them to the imaginary friend, and they would fall to the ground, and he'd keep picking them up. Another time, he tried to get in the back seat, and he started freaking out to his parents, saying that so-and-so, his friend, wanted, and he needed to let their friend, his friend in. And it turned out that he started saying it was the same name as the uncle that had passed away. And eventually they got from the story that my friend's nephew literally was seeing the uncle that had passed away. They brought him to therapy and just talked it over with him. And eventually this imaginary friend stopped coming around. But yes, it was the ghost of the uncle that had passed away.
All right. Well, thank you.
Wow.
Because I needed to be more horrified. Rats, more text, please.
Somebody says, call in the paranormal people first. Therapists will just give your kid medication. Another person saying, I think he has an extraordinary imagination, and they need to give him a pen and paper because he's going to make a good mystery writer. Others pointing out that taking sage and burning that in the four corners of the house, even if you move, spirit can move with you if it's attached to your son. Somebody else texted in, what's creepy is when you were replaying the story, my cat's ears went back and eyes got really big and he just stared at the radio.
Sweet Jesus.
Hi.
I think it's something that I wouldn't go to a therapist about, but actually go to a paranormal activity person. I have a 2-year-old, and she said that she had an imaginary friend. Well, her imaginary friend was friends with my grandpa Blaine that passed away 12 years ago before she was even born and had no idea about it. So I definitely believe, and I would tell him to keep going with it.
Okay. So we've gotten a whole wide variety of thoughts and input for you, Chris. We really have a lot of people just saying maybe a good start would be do research on the house. If you have, I don't know if you do, if you have interest in things like psychics, etc., paranormal experts, we have over the years worked. I mean, Psychic Victoria was on the show once a week for probably 3 years until we just kind of parted ways because she was a lunatic. Don't tell her I called her a lunatic. Maybe we can call her back up again. Yeah.
Well, and we did get quite a few names via the text club that we can kind of pass on so he can see who he wants to talk to.
Mm-hmm. So I think maybe if we can do some sort of update once you figure out, Chris, where you want to go, I think that's something we can do. People certainly seem interested in hearing how things turn out with you and your son and Henry. So we'll just kind of to be continued it for now. And I'm gonna walk out of the room for a second. I'm creeped out of my
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
That's the only station I listen to.
It's the Bieberization of America.
Y94.